Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
This is KFAEZQ. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Nut. If we have any radio operators out there that would like to check in, we can do pre-net check-ins. Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot Run in Saginaw Township with no traffic.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for checking in, and I guess we'll just wait a few more minutes for the repeater announcement, and then we'll get started. If anybody else wants to call in, go ahead now.
KDAZ, minute, part, no traffic.
Hours. 43 degrees.
All right. Attention all radio operators. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Nut. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KFAEDQ, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's nut. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on the frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. This evening, I do have a question of the evening. What has been maybe your most interesting or your most satisfying radio purchase, something that maybe you were looking forward to getting, and it was everything you hoped it would be? So, at this time, we'll take some check-ins for any operators who are mobile, short time, or are in and out. Please call now. All right, Roger, nothing heard. This is KFAEDQ from the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. Nothing heard from no in and out stations. We'll do Echo Link next. If there are any Echo Link stations, please call now. All right, no EchoLink stations heard. We have KC8YBF Ron and KD8PAZ Mini from the pre-net check-in. Do we have any regular check-ins? Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Oscar Alpha Rick Saginaw Township. No traffic. This is. Dave, W-A-D-W, Saginaw Township, no traffic. This is
ship, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
All right, very good. Let's break there for just a moment. I got KC8VOA Rick, D8DW Dave, NAEUI Tom, N8KPR Bob, and KD8MMH Mike. If there are any regular more regular check-ins, please call now.
K8KCI, Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India. Jeff in Oakley, no traffic.
All right, very good. We picked up one more, K8KCI Jeff in Oakley. Welcome to the net, Jeff. We'll start at the top. I'll pose the question again. What you would consider your best radio purchase? Maybe something an interesting buy, or something that you use often, or something that you look forward to buying, and you got it, and it was everything you hoped it would be. So what is that purchase? We'll start at the very top of the list with KC8YVF Ron, standby KD8PAZ Mini. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Mike, everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everybody had a good week and a good weekend. Well, I'm still fighting through my cold here. It's gone from my sinuses now into my lungs a little bit, so I've been taking over-the-counter cold medicine. It hasn't helped at all, so I guess I got to make a call out of the doctor tomorrow and see if he can write me a prescription for something to try and knock this out. So I'm at just about a week and a half here, and usually when I get a cold, it'll last for a month, and unfortunately it just drags me down, so don't want to have to do that. It takes a little bit too much out of me. For your question, I'm going to go with one old, one new. Back when I first, even before I got my license, I was going down to Dayton Hamvention with some friends of mine, and one of my friends purchased a new Kenwood Handy Talkie that had just came out. It was a Kenwood PHD7 that was a UHF, VHF. It had APRS in it. It had a PNC built into it, so it could do packet. Basically would do everything that a radio could do at the time and then some. And my friend Bob purchased one of those. And so when I was at Dayton, I also purchased one. And he said, well, now you've got this fancy new expensive radio, you have to get your license. So that prompted me to get on the ball. I had been studying, but I had an old Radio Shack HT that I'd listened to for a number of years. So now I have this fancy radio, and I have to get my license because I certainly want to be able to use it. So that was my first big purchase that I had that kind of put me over the edge to get my technician's license back in 2003. Jump ahead a few more years to just a couple of years ago, let me break. I decided I was going to upgrade my radios that I had for an HF radio. I had a Kenwood TS-480 radio that I purchased to go mobile with, but it never made mobile. It stayed in my shack. As a matter of fact, it's still in my shack. I use it primarily for my digital radio, but also does voice and use that for a number of years, but I decided to upgrade my radio. So a couple of years ago, again down at Dayton Hamvention, I decided I was going to go with one of the new Yaesu radios, so I bought one of the FTDX-10s, and I've enjoyed that radio quite a bit. It's a very nice radio, again, not real large. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but it's got more than I really use. A lot of things in it. A lot of things that it has on it that I probably won't use, but it's more than what I had hoped for in it. It's a very nice radio. It works very well, and I've enjoyed using it when I do get a chance to do some HF work, which isn't a lot. So that's kind of the tale of the old and the new, Mike. I'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round, KCYVF.
Very good, Ron. That's a great story, and I really like your answer. Kenwood makes a fantastic radio. What can you say? I'll turn it over to KD8PAZ Mini. Standby, KC8VOA Rick. Go ahead, Mini. What radio are you on now? What has been your most your favorite radio purchase?
Well, good evening, KF882. This is KD8PAZ. Well, the radio I'm on now is my first purchase. It's a Lenco 135, and I like it very well. And then my other one I've got, I got from a silent key. I didn't have to pay anything for it. When he passed away, his children give me the radio and other things, and I use that every now and then. I haven't been on it in quite a while. I got to get back on there for talk to the people at the General Motors net. So other than that, not too much of anything. Went and got some paracord today so I can get my antenna specs back up. So this is KD8PAZ back to KF8DDQ.
Yes, thank you very much, Minnie. It's Alenko, also a very good radio, and you're always coming in crystal clear in here, so thanks again. This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Nets. Are there any listeners out there that would like to join our net? Please call now. Did hear a station out there, but a little bit, the signal's a little bit too weak. You're not quite making the repeater. What would you maybe reposition, and we'll try one more time before we pick back up on the list again. Please call again one more time. I couldn't make you out that time. I'm sorry. I guess we'll move to our next person on our list, which is KC8VOA Rick. Standby, D8DW Dave. Rick, what's been your favorite radio purchase?
Well, I gotta say the jury's still out. My ICOM 2720 has probably been my favorite radio. It's been a good workhorse, and it's held up well for me. Simple to operate. HT, I'm working on, right now I'm talking to you on a DM32 Opal. And that one is does DMR and does analog. So for the price of that one, it's been pretty cheap. And it's worked well so far, but give it time. With that, I'm going to turn it back to that control. I'm going to also say 73, so this is my last go-around here. 73 from KCVOA.
All right, very good, Rick. Thank you for your for telling us what radios you use, and I hope you have a fantastic evening. We'll talk again on another net. D8DW, you're next. NAEUI Tom, you're on deck, so please stand by. Dave, what was your favorite radio purchase?
Okay, real good there, Mike. It's WDW. Well, I'll tell you, over my radio career, I've been hams for 62 years, so a lot of radio purchases over that amount of time, but it seems about every time I buy a new radio, that was my favorite. I've actually got three HF radios right now that really do the trick for me. And I guess that one of my favorites is the one I use most of the time right now is my ICOM 7610. Great radio, does a lot of stuff. Great contesting radio, so that's the one I use most of the time. But also have a PS 2000 that Shack in a Box will do anything with HF, VHF, UHF, and that's a great radio also. All of them good, and I've been a Kenwood person for a long, long time. I had before I had the 2000, I had a couple other Kenwoods, and the Kenwood radios seemed to be really good. I haven't really had a Yaesu other than HTs and that, so not a lot there. But anyway, that's my story anyway there, Mike. Turn it back to you. KF8 EVQ WATW.
Yeah, Roger, Dave. I figured you would say maybe one of your I believe you do CW. I thought you'd pick for sure one of your CW beepers. But yes, I realize you've been in the game for quite some time, and the game has probably changed quite a bit. So very interesting. I'm still brand new at this, so I'm always just learning what's out there. All right, NAEUI, Tom, you're up next. N8KPR, Bob, you're on deck. Go ahead, Tom, tell us about your radios.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NAEUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. I've been a ham radio operator, since I was a sophomore in high school. That's 1974, so it's been over 50 years. And it was back when you had to learn the code and everything, so... I was I built heat kits. I worked at a part-time at a gas station when I was in high school and in junior high, and I just saved my pennies and I'd buy a heat kit, build it, and had a lot of fun doing that. So that's basically all I had was heat kits. And then when I actually got, after college, graduated, I got my first job, I started saving some money, and took me a long time, off and on, still buying used equipment. But I finally bought my first new rig. It was a Yaesu. I still have it. The Yaesu FT920. I bought it in May of 2001. Let me break real quick. And it's my main rig. It's basically all I use. My FT920. I have my portable rig. I used. My wife purchased it for me. I actually purchased it. She okayed it when I retired. 6 years ago, I have a FT450D, a little portable thing, and I get that once in a while, but mainly I just use it for field day and portable stuff, we go camping, but this FT920 sits on my desk, and I'm used to it. It has just enough bells and whistles to make it interesting, and I enjoy it very much, so that's basically, and I have an amplifier also, but mainly I use it when I need to, but mainly I just use 100 watts sideband or digital out of my FT920, so that's the rig I use, and like I said, I enjoy using it, and I'm used to it, and it's very forgiving, and it's a lot of fun to use, so anyway, I'm going to toss it back and see what everybody else has to say. It's Benny UI.
Yeah, Roger, that NAEUI, Tom. I have been a ham for less than a year, so but I seem to have fallen into the Yaesu category. I'll tell you about what I've gotten into. I'll probably go last. So, but I appreciate it. I appreciate you telling us about your radio there. N8KPR, Bob, you're up next. KD8MMH, Mike, you're up on deck. N8KPR, Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everybody else on the net. Radios. You can't have enough. But I had a couple of radios in my life. I've been a ham since January of 89. And I had a Linco 510, I think it was. It's a 2-meter 440. It had crossband. It had everything. And I think I bought that in 91. I bought that in 91. And when they had the ham bench in here in Saginaw at the Civic Center. And they bought it there, and that thing finally died on me probably 10 years ago. And I knew a guy that worked on radio, so he got it going again, but it kind of did the same thing again, so I just put it on the shelf. In March of 89, I bought my Kenwood TS-440S. Now, I was impressed with that radio. I still am. You know what? I still use it. It still works. But 2 weeks ago, I did run into an issue with it while I was talking. It just dropped out. Power just went out on it. And then about 30 seconds later, it came back on. So that's the first problem I've ever had with that radio since March of 89. So it's been a good radio. But now my new radio is the Yaesu 991A, FT-991A. And that does more things than I can do with it. I just got to keep looking at the manual and say, oh, I can do that? Okay. But yeah. I've had a couple, the Lenco and the Kenwood, yeah, they've been excellent radios, and I am impressed with the Yaesu. But back to Matt, NAKPI.
Yeah, Roger, NAKPR, Bob. You've had an array of radios, it seems. So, yes, I would imagine, if you buy a nice radio and you treat it right, it'll probably last a long time, I would imagine. But, the 991A, I believe that's an all mode radio, very good radio. Those are, everybody seems to have has set a different model and whatnot, but they're all very good radios. Very good. I've been pretty happy with mine so far. So let's go to KDA-MMH Mike, and then we'll do a station break if anybody's listening. K8KCI, you're on deck after the station break. KDA-MMH Mike, go ahead.
Hey, KF8EDQ, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. As far as radios go, probably what would be my first HF radio, Yaesu 897, which I still use for, like, Michigan QSO parties and things like that. It's been a very good radio, no problems with it. Made a lot of contacts with it, so I'm happy with it. Does everything I need. Other than that, I like my Yaesu 2900s also, the 75-watt mobiles. That's actually what I'm talking on right now. Use that in the house for the 2-meter. But one quick announcement, too. I'd like to remind everybody, this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock will be our board meeting for October. I had some things come up at the last club meeting that I need to talk a little bit more about, so everyone's invited. Hopefully all our club officers and board members can make it. It'll be 7 o'clock at Bigby Coffee on Bay Road, just a little bit north of Shattuck. 7 o'clock shouldn't last more than an hour. I do believe Bigby closes at 8, so we'll have to be out of there by 8 anyway. So hope to see everyone there this Wednesday night at Bigby Coffee, 7 o'clock. Other than that, I think that's all I've got for this go-around. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. Doing a great job. Appreciate it. And with that, we'll turn it back to net control. KD8-MMH, back to net control.
Yeah, Roger, another Yaesu fan. All right, this is KF8-EDQ, Mike, with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Are there any other operators out there that would like to join our net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. K8KCI Jeff, what you are up next, and I will take my turn after yours. What has been your favorite radio purchase, Jeff?
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. And we're gonna talk. I guess we'll have just audio Icon 7300. I had a Icon 756 and just big old tank, of course, backing in, and didn't really know too much. Only been doing this for a couple of years here, but So I looked and listened and read, and everybody was pointing at her, so I pulled the button on that. She's been very good. I've talked to a lot of people on it, and I guess the other thing is, and don't everybody yell at me, but the little G90 I use for my POTUS, I take that with me when I'm traveling, and I can't say anything bad about it. She'll tune up everything, and I just use the Rubicon style vertical wire, and it works good. So that's pretty much I think everything I've been doing and using, it seems to be working pretty good. But that's probably it. So this is KKCI, and we'll go back to BF8 BDQ. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jeff, K8KCI. And thank you for saying that you use an X90. You know, the market is has, there are many good decent radios out there, but I'll tell you what my favorite radios are. I have a sweet spot for Renovus radios for some reason. I have two HD2s, Redivis HD2s as my DMRs, and I love those things. I figured out how to get them to transmit on GMRS and MERS. You can write your own band plan for them, and it's just a fascinating little radio. But I am primarily a Yaesu fan. I'm talking on a 150R right now. It has the ASP audio signal processing module in it. It does cross mode repeat, and this was my first Yaesu purchase, and I've just been blown away with this radio. It doesn't do anything fancy. It is not digital. It is just FM, and I've been most pleased with it. And then since I was so happy with it, it does cross mode repeat also, which I think is like an undocumented feature on it. But that's probably my favorite most used radio of all time in my short experience with you doing radio. But since I was so happy with the Yaesu 150, FDM 150, I turned around and got an 891 for my HF rig, which I'll admit I haven't spent a whole lot of time on. I'm still tuning different frequencies and just listening in, and I get a kick out of listening in on people that are far away, and just listening to what they're talking about, and listening to people make contacts and everything. So I do find the HF radio was probably my most interesting purchase, but I've been most pleased with the 150R. All right, with that, we'll put it back on the top of our list for the 73 round. KC8YVF Ron, you're up with KD8. PAZ Mini, you're on deck. So, Ron, for the 73 round, go ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, everyone on the net. Yeah, Jeff, I also have one of these Zygu G90s that I really like. I don't use it a whole lot. And again, the idea is go camping, or as you said, for POTA. Nice little radio for 20 watts. It does a whole lot. I've got it set up for digital, so I've run digital mode on it, plus voice, all in a nice little kit. The idea, I've got a couple of different antennas, a vertical or a NFET antenna to use it when we go camping, although I haven't got out camping in the last 2 years, so I haven't really got a chance to use it. So, but that is a really nice radio. I've seen it several years ago. Matter of fact, down in Dayton about 5 or 6 years ago, there was one of the vendors down there was hinting about a new Chinese radio coming out that was going to have this digital display and all of this, and they kind of showed some pictures of a radio which kind of sort of looked like it but didn't look like it, and then about 3 or 4 years later, here it is. So I was going to buy it a number of years ago, and a friend of mine was with me, and he was always my conscience. So we were down there. I said, boy, I really like that radio. He said, no, come on, you don't need it. And I said, no, but I, he said, no, come on, you don't need it. So
I walked away from Dayton that year, but the following year, unfortunately, he passed away during COVID, and I didn't get back to Dayton. They didn't have it for a couple of years, so I went back. He was no longer my conscience, and I said, well, this one was for him. I bought it at that time when I went to Dayton, and I said, every time I use that radio, I can hear him say, yeah, you don't need it, but I knew you were going to buy it. So for this week, though, nice week it looks like coming up for the rest of the week. There is a chance of some rain in there, I heard, tonight at some point, but that's okay, too. Hopefully get a couple of days, more days of riding the bike. I rode the bike to work this morning, plan on it tomorrow if the weather's okay. I have checked the forecast. It was supposed to be nice all week, but news tonight said some rain in there at some point. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a wife and I are headed over to the west side of the state for a few days. Our anniversary's on Sunday, or on Saturday, so we're going to just get a little ways away from home here and go do something fun. She's been working all summer, babysitting the grandkids all summer, and then helping her sister with the estate sale. So I said it's time to get away and do something away from the house and relax a little bit. So that's what's on the plan for this weekend coming up. So 73s, everyone, had a good week. Good poser question, Mike. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much. And we'll turn it back over to Net Control, KC8YVF.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Take care. 73, we'll talk to you again probably maybe even during this week if I'm out walking my dogs. KD8PAZ, Minnie, you're up next with KC8VOA on deck. Go ahead, Minnie, for the 73 round.
Well, good evening again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on the net. Forgot to do that the first time around, like I usually do. But anyway, it was good to hear everybody and about all their radios and stuff. This was pretty interesting. So otherwise, not doing much of anything. This is KD8PAZ. I'll talk to everybody next week. 73.
All right, KD8PAZ, Minnie, take care. And 73, we'll talk to you again. KC8VOA already was in it. It said 73 to us. So D8DW, Dave, you're up next with NAEUI Tom on deck. Dave, go ahead for the 73 round. And thanks again for your to everybody for their interesting stories about their radios. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. W-A-D-W. Yeah, the radios are funny. Some of them work better for different things. And as you said before, I don't do a whole lot of phone anymore. Maybe I might get on 10% of the time on the radio is phone. Most of it is CW or digital. And I find that some radios are better than others for different modes. So it depends on what modes you're going to be running. I know my TS-2000 is probably better for phone, but I do have a Alacraft K3 that works real, real good on CW. It's got all the bells and whistles, all the filters in it. That are probably one of the better CW rigs. Not that the ICOM 7610 isn't, but the K3 is probably better for that. And portable use, I do have a KX2 that works really, really well. That is a tremendous radio for 5 watts. Got a lot of filtering, a lot of good things to say about that. And the funny thing about that, when I bought it, I had it 2 or 3 weeks. I got on, I worked the running 5 watts into wire antennas. I worked about 6 hours of a international DS contest, worked all the continents. My furthest away was I worked Australia running 5 watts into a wire running the KX2. So good radio, nice radio there. But anyway, we're open for a couple more days of good weather. We golfed today. Actually, we golfed in Farwell last Wednesday. We're sort of hoping that we get a couple more weeks. We're planning, we got tea time for next Monday. It looks like it may rain, though, but we'll see what happens. The golf season's coming to a fast close. Or just about the time my game gets good, the season's over. Anyway, thanks for doing it there, Mike. 73 is all. Everyone have a good one. This is W8DW back in that control.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. 73, and take care. NAEUI, you're up next. NAKPR, Bob, you're on deck. Go ahead and take it away, Tom, for the 73 rounds.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NAEUI. Let's see what else. We had kind of a busy weekend. Winterized our camper on Saturday. Got the RV antifreeze over at Menards at 11%. Just a 7% rebate, so I stocked up on that. I got about 4 gallons of that, and winterized the camper, and we'll put the cover on it in a few weeks, couple weeks. We found a couple of tears on the roof of our cover, so I took it over to Dial Technology over on Davis Road there, near I-675. Took it over today. They're going to get it fixed for me in a couple of days. They're going to get it all stitched up for me. It's pretty heavy duty cover, but it's just, you know, on the roof and the wind rubbing against things. Just over time, the last 5 years, it finally wore through, and there's a couple of tears. Nothing serious, but we'll get it fixed up. Got an eye appointment tomorrow, and so far my eyes are 20/20, which is pretty good, because I turned 67 on Thursday, so that's coming up too. And our anniversary is next Sunday. I better not forget that. My wife wouldn't forgive me if I forgot our anniversary. It's next Sunday. And so we got a granddaughter has a fall festival at her school, so my wife and I were in charge of making the popcorn for the kids, so we'll be doing that Friday afternoon. And we're going to bring her home for a weekend and have her stay with us and hang out with her for a couple days and take her back on Sunday afternoon. So that's about it for me. And one more thing, break real quick. Another thing that's interesting about ham radio that I've really taken a shine to is all the software that's developed. You know, ham, with computers in the ham shack now, digital software that's available for digital communications, contesting, and rotator control, and logging, and just using, you know, for wind link and things like that, using computer software for ham radio, so marrying the two together, has been a real boom for the hobby. So I just want to throw that out there too. So anyway, I'm going to say 73 to everybody, and everyone has a good week. Until then, we'll talk to you real soon. This is NAEUI saying good night.
Yes, thank you, NAEUI, Tom. Take care, and we'll talk to you again. We'll take a quick station break. Are there any other radio operators out there that are listening that would like to check in and say 73 to us? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. We've got N8KPR Bob with KV8MMH Mike on deck. Go ahead, N8KPR Bob.
Okay, Mike. Not a whole lot going on here. I did close one of my campers, the one up in Lupton. I closed that on, when did I do that? A couple days, or Friday, Saturday. I can't remember now. Friday, I think. Yeah, it was Friday. It was Friday. And everybody else had theirs closed. There's probably, there was maybe a couple dozen people that haven't closed yet up there, but out of the 200 sites. But it's always sad. I always have a good time up there with everybody. Got a lot of family and friends up there, so. But I just got my other camper I have here in the yard. I gotta close that, but I got issues with that. That has to be taken care of, and I can't fix it. I looked on YouTube and whatnot, and it's just like, no, I'm not sure what you're doing, and I'm not gonna try and deal with it. But trouble is, those RV companies, you know, they, like General RV and Camping World or whatever it is, they get like $200 an hour for service. I'm like, good God. But anyways, I did see a review on the Baofeng
radios, and they did a review on a UV5R, and they said it was a clean radio. You know, as far as, I don't know what they call it, spurious emissions or whatnot, but they said it was a very clean radio. And for the prices of these things, you know, it, you can't beat it. And recently I bought a UV5RM, which is a 10-watt version of the radio, and plus it's a tri-band. It has the GMR frequencies, plus 440 and 2 meters. And trouble is, I'm having trouble programming it. I can't figure it out. I don't know what's going on. I figured the other ones out, but I can't figure this one out. Maybe somebody knows. And I still haven't got my All-Star working. I've got all the stuff, but even got my nodes, but I can't figure it out. I can't get it to work. But anyways, thanks for doing the net, Mike. And 73's there, everybody. Have a great week. Back then, net controlling at KPR.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. This is KF8EDQ for Radio ID. I have a 5RM. I could send you my code plug if you're interested. You can, if you send me an email. And I wish I had more clues on All-Star. I have an All-Star hat for a Raspberry Pi, and I just haven't set it up yet. I don't have the motivation to. I can hit all the repeaters I want to from the house, and I've got hot spots for other places like the East Coast Reflector and whatnot. But you can send an email to my call sign kfaedq@gmail.com. I'll send you something. That takes us to KD8MMH Mike with K8KCI Jeff on deck. Mike, go ahead for the 73 round.
Hey, KF8EDQ, this is KD8MMA. Well, thanks again, Mike. I don't really have a lot to add to this go around. Just again, a quick reminder, a board meeting this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Big B Coffee on Bay Road. Hope to see everyone out there. And with that, we'll say 73 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to net control.
All right, thanks, Mike, 73, and take care. Hopefully your arm's feeling better, too. I've been wondering about that. And the eggs were delicious, and I still thanks again for the helping me get those server racks. K8KCI Jeff, it's your turn for the 73 round. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. While we got W8DW Dave there, I know I still need to come pick up that radio. I know you're holding it with my name on it. Kind of been a little busy. We've been just getting done with farming. So we got pretty much everything harvested, and then I 100% do cover crops. So we got that all back planted just before it rained, so we've kind of been busy, so planning on being at the next meeting, so if you could bring it there, that would be just great. I would appreciate it. Other than that, Rat Tail, hey, I got a couple of them, and they get HF. You can listen to HF on them also, and you can still talk on 10 meters. You can transmit. It's a 10-watt, but it's a little different to program, but once you figure it out, it's not too bad. Other than that, we'll just say 73 to everybody. We appreciate it. Nice night tonight. And thanks, Mike, for taking care of it. So back to PF8, BDQ, this is KCI. We'll be clear.
Yeah, roger that, KCI, Jeff. Take care, and I've been looking at those Quanshang radios. Like a TK-11, it'll transmit on 10, 6, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters, excuse me. But yeah, I guess that we'll say 7-3 and take care, and we will talk to you again in another net. That brings it to the bottom of the list, I'll speak for myself. I had a pretty relaxing weekend. I went and walked dogs, and they had an education session at the local shelter on how to introduce dogs to each other so we can do play groups, and how to identify certain dog behaviors that would encourage us to introduce more dogs, or maybe less dogs, or maybe not any dogs at all. So I didn't get up to very much. So I wanted to cut the grass, so I went to go cut the grass today. I got the string trimmer out. I'm string trimming all around the fence line and the deck, and then all of a sudden I feel a twinge on my back of my hand, and I had forgotten that there was a like a mud wasp, or there was a ground nest in the fence that I've been monitoring for like the past couple of weeks. I figured they would have all been gone by now because it's been getting cold, but no, I went and string trimmed by that wasp nest, and they got me. And so I dropped the string trimmer and ran in the house real quick and brushed them off of me. But they got me pretty good. Luckily I had some hornet killer laying around, and I sprayed them down, and they seem to all gone away now. But I picked up my string trimmer and at least finished the job. But I didn't get around to cutting the grass tonight before it got too dark. With that, I guess we're at the very end of our net. This is KFA-EDQ for radio identification purposes. Are there any other closing comments or announcements? I know Mike said on Wednesday there's a meeting at Bigby Coffee. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the net? All right, nothing heard for tonight, including myself. I believe we had 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KF8EDQ. The net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Take care and God bless.
Good evening, 22 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.